In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're taking the writings from Our Lady, Virgin Mary, in the Kingdom of the Divine Will, in her 30-day prayer with Luisa, and we read this every day, and today we're on day two. And so we're beginning volume 32, 3, 26, 1933. My daughter Luisa, my little daughter Luisa, of my divine will, you must know. So this you must know, there is a book out called You Must Know in the Divine Will, and this talks about all the things that Jesus has said to Luisa that we have to understand. We have to know this to enter into this gift. You know, today's reading for the gospel is Jesus saying to his disciples, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, this is a hard thing to understand. It's a hard thing to believe. And they all walked away from Jesus. They abandoned him. And this is what happens with the divine will as well. A lot of people abandon the divine will. They say, St. Thomas Aquinas didn't talk about this. I really don't want this. And this is when we listen to Archbishop Buccieri. This is what Luisa said, Archbishop Buccieri said, Luisa is the one who gives us this gift because it was given to her. No other saint possessed this gift. They have glimpses of it by doing the will of God, but to live in the will of God is only Luisa. And a lot of people, you know, say, well, thank you, but no thank you. And what does Jesus say to his apostles? He says to Peter, are you too going to leave me? And Peter goes, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. You know, they believed in him. They didn't doubt. And that's the thing with the divine will. As you enter into this gift, as you read all 36 volumes, I mean, I know people that have read a paragraph or a book, one book, volume one, and they go, I don't want this. And it's sad. It's sad for Jesus because he keeps on saying, you have to understand this. And this You Must Know book helps you. Be attentive book, it helps you understand as well. This is what Jesus wants us to know. So he says, you must know the littleness of the soul serves us, triune God, as the space in which we, triune God, can form our divine works. It serves us like the nothing before creation. And being nothing, we, triune God, call to life this soul in our most beautiful works. We want the littleness of the soul to be empty of anything that does not belong to us, triune God, but alive, that it may feel how much we love this soul, as well as the life of the works of our divine will that unfolds within that soul, within our souls. He wants us to be aware of this. Therefore, you must be content with remaining alive, listen to this, without your being the master of it. That's where fiat comes in. You stub your toe, fiat, okay, Lord, you're in charge. You're in charge of my life. You know exactly what I'm going through, fiat. Let it be done as you wish. You must be content with remaining alive without your being the master of your life, the master of your will. For this is the great sacrifice. This is the heroism of the soul who lives in our divine will. Jesus calls it the martyrdom of martyrdoms, to give up your human will. That's why I said, I don't want to eat ice cream ever again in my human will. Jesus, eat this ice cream and me eating the ice cream. You taste it. You be filled with the joy of this. It's the same thing with gazing the universe at night. Lord, you gaze at my gazing. Let me adore the Father with your adoration, with your praise. Let me participate in with what you are going through. This is the great sacrifice. This is the heroism of the soul who lives in our divine will, to feel alive only to undergo the divine mastership, that it may do whatever it wants, in the way it wants, as much as it wants. This is the sacrifice of sacrifices. This is the heroes of the heroism. So God is asking us, are you willing to step out of the way to let God reign? A lot of people, Lucifer said, I will not serve, I will not obey. Lucifer said, I will not do this. No, I'm in charge. When you're in charge, all you have is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And Jesus says, this has got to stop. Let's go back to what I wanted for you in the beginning, that you participate in divinity. That's why every day at Holy Mass, the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Participate one with God, as God humbled himself to share in our humanity. Volume 32, 6:15, 1933. It is your human will that, making appeal to mind, empties itself of itself and forms the void in which it acts in order to give the place to the action of my most holy divine will. And making itself the veil, it hides the extraordinary action of a God, even the most ordinary and natural actions, so much so that on the outside it seems common actions. But if the veil of the human will is removed, one finds enclosed within the operating virtue of the divine action. So Jesus says this, I want to blink in your blinking. So we blink and you say, Jesus, blink in my blinking. So, you know, everything that I think, say, and do, you do, Lord, in me. This is what I ask. And it looks like you're blinking. But if the veil was lifted, we would see Jesus blinking in our blinking. Jesus, blink in my blinking. Divine will, blink in my blinking. I don't want to do this anymore. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be everything, within, through, and for me, as I do everything within, through, and for you. Mutual possession. This is fusing yourself with God. This is what Jesus is acting. And this forms the sanctity, the divine sanctity of the soul. God is doing it. Volume 32, 7, 8, 1933. Therefore, it happens that my divine will invests the human littleness, and the human lets itself be invested, and the one makes itself prey of the other. Now, if this investing, the power of my divine fiat, empties the soul of everything that does not belong to the soul, and then it fills the soul to the brim with the divine being. Jesus, reign in me. I want you to be the Lord of everything that I think, say, and do, of my intellect, memory, and will. I want you to be in charge of these three powers that you gave to me, my intellect, memory, and will, in such a way that the soul feels within herself the fullness of the life of God, the fullness of the life of her Creator. See, this isn't about being good and holy and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity, which St. Peter tells us in the epistle. This sharing in divinity is what Adam possessed in the beginning, image and likeness of God. It's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary. And when we begin to allow God to reign in us, everything changes. It's beautiful. It's of God. And you're not patting yourself on the back. Look what I'm doing. It's like, Lord, I surrender to you. You breathe in my breathing. I want you to be the life of my soul. I want you to be the love of my life. I want you to be the light that you want to reign in me. Volume 32, 9/2/1933. The desire to deposit my divine properties. Listen to that. In the acts of the soul. Breathe in my breathing. Jesus is like, okay, let me breathe in your breathing. I will deposit my divine properties in you while I breathe in your breathing. To make you the owner. And this is so great that I am, and he uses God's name. I am on the lookout. I act as a vigilant sentry. I, God, use all my loving attractions to see if the soul acts are empty of the human will. And if she makes the call, come divine will, of my divine will, that finding the void of the human acts makes use of them as channels in order to deposit in them the greatest divine graces, the greatest divine knowledges, most sublime, the greatest divine sanctity that most resembles God. This isn't, we're not following the lives of the saints. We're not following the life of Louisa. We go to Louisa because she has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, this is the sanctity that most resembles me, and with it forms the divine dowry. Here is the marriage proposal again for its beloved creatures. Volume 33, 11, 19, 1933. Furthermore, as the soul keeps forming her acts in my divine will, so are the veins of the soul emptied. No more blood. Empty of what is human. And divine blood is replaced in there. A transfusion. I could say it flows within them and makes the divine virtues and their divine substances to be felt in the soul that have the virtue of flowing almost like blood, in the very life of God that animates her creator. This life of God is animating us, God in us. Breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, walk in my walking. That renders them inseparable from each other, God and man. So much so that the one, this is the soul, who wants to find God can find God in his place of honor, in the soul. So we want Jesus to reign in us. We want our hearts, our minds, our souls to be his throne. And the one who wants to find the creature shall find the creature in the divine center of God. Image and likeness. This is what God is asking. Volume 33, 1, 2, 1934. 1, 2, 3, 4. My divine will empties the soul for me of everything that is human and forms the space in which I, God, can put the sanctity of an infinite act of God. And the soul places herself at our disposal. Fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Our divine will has matured the soul and has rendered the soul adaptable and fit for receiving the creative and operating virtue of our supreme being. God is reigning. He's making us ready. He's getting us ready for what he is going to do. And when that day comes, when that glorious day of the divine will reigning in souls comes, we'll be able to participate fully in this. This is what's so glorious. He's just trying to get us ready. He's trying to get us ready for this great gift that's coming for all of mankind that wants it. Volume 33, 4, 12, 1934. My daughter, when the soul lives in my divine will, she lays down her remains and she empties herself of everything in such a way that what is left is pure nothing. Isn't that great? And then he says, my volition invests it. My volition fills it with the all. My volition dominates it. My volition forms in it prodigies of divine sanctity, of divine grace, of divine beauty, worthy of a divine creative power. But what's more, Jesus says, in this void of the nothing, and only when it's nothing, it generates God's love. And there it forms its divine life, and it becomes the dominator of the nothing. This is the sacrifice of sacrifices. I'm not going to be in charge anymore. I want you, Lord, to be in charge of its very divine life formed in the soul. The human will feels its life within mine and does nothing if it does not feel my divine operating act that wants to operate. In order to do whatever they're doing, blinking, walking, breathing together with God. And my divine will feels my divine life within its life. And with its dominion, it imposes itself over the nothing so as to let it operate with the all. So the nothing says yes to God. I am nothing. You are everything. Reign in me. That's what God is waiting for. Therefore, as soon as the soul makes up her mind with a firm will of wanting to live in my most holy divine will, my volition gives the start of forming its life in the soul. This is what the priest says every day of Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. This is what's coming. This is what's coming. And God says, I want you to begin to live this now. Begin to learn how to do this. Your desire, little by little, God will bring this about until that great day. 536, 426, 1938. The one who lives in the divine will is the little flame fed by the great light that is God. And the light, this great light, knows how to get rid of the darkness of passion, the smoke of self-esteem. Being light, the soul really knows that all the good that she does is done by God himself. We do nothing. God does everything. That's St. Louis de Montfort. Operating with her nothingness, and in this nothingness that has not been completely emptied of everything that does not belong to God, God will not descend into that soul fully to do and to make the great work of worthy of a God, image and likeness of God. So what is Jesus saying? If you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, stop it. I can't reign in your soul. I want you to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. I want you to be like God. And that's what he's saying. Until that happens, and that's what we're working on right now. That's why we go to confession each week. So we can stop acting like this, receiving the grace to begin to live a life that is worthy of a God. And constitution, it forms the divine will. I live only at the mercy of the divine fiat that has constituted itself life of my little soul. I am nothing. You are everything. The more that we can live in our nothingness, the happier God is. Now, that's why Father Bucci says, to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. Not to be, you know, it's like to be in your home continuously, not leaving. The home is where God reigns. We want God to reign in us. We are comfortable. We're at peace with God, one with us, in our nothingness. Volume 5, 10, 12, 1903. Moreover, these thorns, and Jesus gave Louisa thorns, signify that I am the true and only king, the only one who constitutes me king of her heart, enjoys peace and happiness, and I, God, constitute her king, a queen of my own kingdom. So the thorns free us. And again, this is where we worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity. These sufferings that we go through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, what they do is they can either distract us from God, or as he says, your heart will begin to enjoy peace and happiness. And I, God, will therefore constitute that soul queen of my own kingdom. So he's saying to us, do you trust me? Why are you going through what you're going through? Do you trust me? Financial, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional sufferings that we go through, and all of us are going through that. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? And when we say yes, God goes, good. Watch what I'm going to do. 5663, 1904. If the soul lets herself be dominated by the cross, this is our life. This is our life. Dominated by the cross destroys three evil kingdoms in her here: the world, the devil, and the flesh. We don't want any part of that anymore. And constitutes in the soul three more kingdoms: the spiritual, the divine, and the eternal kingdom. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The world, the flesh, and the devil have nothing to do with us anymore. It's now the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Spiritual, divine, and eternal kingdoms. We begin to live this life of heaven on earth. Volume 11, 6:17, 1915. The soul must make every end in the single point of my divine will. And my divine will shall constitute her life. And my divine will shall make of it, of the soul, my food. I want you to become a living host, Jesus says to St. Faustina and now to Louisa. And he teaches us how to do this through Louisa when you read volume 15 and 16. Volume 12, 14, 15, 19. Ah, daughter, my divine will brings true happiness, and it's true. It's the only thing that brings you happiness. It alone encloses all the goods in the soul, and making itself crown around the soul, it constitutes the soul the queen of true happiness. See, that's what I'm saying, but the little children of the Holy Divine Will are happy. Why? They're with God every day. They're listening to Jesus every day. Jesus is directing them every day as they read, study, and put this into practice. Only these souls shall be the queens of my throne, because they are the birth from my divine will. She is the newborn. And God says, I want to make you newborn. Why? He says, I love birth. I love life. What does the devil say? Destroy birth. Destroy life. Abortion and euthanasia. That's not God. God says, I love birth. I love life. I want you to be reborn continuously. Every moment of your life being reborn, who, how, in, with, through, and for God. Volume 14, 8, 6, 19, 22. Since you harmonize everything, we, triune God, feel you flowing in the sphere of our divine will, giving us the divine order and the divine harmony of all human intelligences, all human words, works, and steps of everyone, past, present, and future. We're repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything. So we, triune God, shall constitute your acts in our divine will as rulers of all of mankind, all the others. And then we shall make up for the chaos and misfortune of humanity. Let's look at your family. Let's look at your friends, your neighbors. A lot of people are going through horrible sufferings because of the sins of our brothers and sisters, our own sins. And Jesus says, this has got to stop. I want you to enter into the kingdom. So we pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray for our own conversion. We pray for the conversion of everyone. We pray that everyone can come back to Christ and his church. We pray for this every day. And Jesus says, we shall constitute your acts in our divine will as rulers. Lord, I want to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? So that we, triune God, shall make up for the chaos of the misfortunate humanity, of all our brothers and sisters, bringing everyone back to Christ, everyone back to his holy church, everyone in the state of grace. That's our job in the divine will. One with Jesus crucified, one with Mary at the foot of the cross. That's what Louisa did. That's what's coming. Each act of yours, come divine will, breathe in my breathing. Each act of yours, come divine will, beat in my heart beating. Each act of yours shall be the mark of the order, divine order, that we, triune God, shall receive in the name of all other souls, past, present, and future. You have much to do in our divine will. Don't lose a moment, Jesus says. Enter into this as quickly as you can. Begin to live this life as much as you possibly can. Listening to Jesus, teach Louisa. Listening to the Blessed Mother, teach Louisa, and put them into practice. You shall be like a queen who shall bring us all the conquests, all the harmonies. Our divine will shall administer to you everything, listen to this, that is necessary that you may make up for everyone, past, present, and future, before us. You will fill the void of balance of the human will that receives so much harm. This is what Adam did, by withdrawing from the balance of our divine will. Everything's going to be repaired. Volume 15, 12, 8, 19, 22. Do you know that the first act that the celestial creature Mary did when she found herself before our throne for the first time? Our Lady recognized that all the evils of mankind had been the split between his human will and that of his creator. Our Lady trembled, and with no delay, Our Lady bound her human will to the foot of my throne without ever wanting to know it. And my divine will bound itself to the Blessed Mother and constituted itself the center of Mary's life. So much so that all currents, all relations, all communications opened between the Blessed Mother and us, Triune God. There was no secret that we did not entrust to the Blessed Mother. Indeed, this indeed was the most beautiful, the most greatest, the most heroic act that Our Lady did. That was to lay down her human will at our feet. An act that made us, Triune God, as though enraptured and constituted Mary, Queen of all. Do you see then what it means to bind oneself to my most holy divine will and not to know one's own human will? We learned from Our Lady. Jesus is showing us Our Lady. Read the book on of all the writings of Louisa about the Blessed Mother. I can't think of the name of it at this point. My mind's gone. Okay, here is then is the reason why we constituted Mary Queen of all, because when we, God, operate, we, God, do it with divine reason. Our Lady never gave life through her human will, but our divine will was always in act in the Most Blessed Mother. Go to Our Lady. Today's First Saturday. Attend First Saturday Masses when you can. It's very powerful. Volume 15, pray the Holy Rosary. Pray the. We started yesterday the 54-day Rosary Novena for begging God that the kingdom of God be established on earth as it is in heaven. Our Lady, our Lord told Louisa that the Holy Rosary will bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Pray the Holy Rosary. This is most important, the Rosary. Pray the Holy Rosary. Volume 15. 1:5, 1923. My divine will must be like the air that one breathes, that while it cannot be seen, it can be felt. It cannot be seen, and it gives life. It penetrates everywhere, even to the most innermost fibers of the being, to give life to each beat of the heart. Wherever it enters, into darkness, into the abysses, into the most secret receptacles, it constitutes itself life of everything. In the same way, my most holy divine will shall be more than air in you. This is the breath of God. This is the Ruah of God that God breathed into Adam. Go back to the Garden of Eden. Breathe in with when God breathed into the dust. Say, breathe into me the same way you breathed into Adam. I want this abundant life. I want to be in your image and likeness. That coming out of you, now, this is divine breath coming out of you, one with God, it says, constitutes itself life of everything. You breathe in that rule of God. You give back to God, God. It's we become that the waves on the shore, wave in and wave out. It's the sunrise and sunset. We participate in this motion of God. Volume 15, 3:27, 1923. I have descended into the deepest abysses of humiliations in this sacrament, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, in order to raise the creature up to me, identifying the soul with me so much as to form one single thing with me. And by letting my sacramental blood flow inside her veins, this is the transfusion. You say to Jesus, I want to be transfused. Put your blood in take my blood out. Take my corrupted blood out. I want your blood in me. Letting my sacramental blood flow inside her veins constituted myself the life of her heartbeat, the life of her thought, the life of her whole being. God's doing this. Little by little. Little by little. A year from now, as you read, you're not going to be the same. You can't be the same. That blood of Jesus is transforming you. Those words of Jesus are healing your DNA. He's bringing us back to where we were before the fall, before our DNA was corrupted. Great things are in store. Don't fall into the sadness of the devil, the misery of the devil by worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Everything is hopeful. Everything is joyful. Everything is happiness. with God, with and through and for God. Volume 16, 529, 1924. The more the soul knows me, the more the soul loves me, the more her pain is redoubled. This is good. Don't think of pain in the way you have thought of pain. The pain is God presents us in the world and he says, look at the situation. And that's what's painful. And you say, Lord, number one, thank you for showing this to me. Number two, I'm sorry it's happening to you, Lord. And number three, I want to repair this. I want to redo this in the most holy divine will as it never occurred. So the pain that you see, the pain that you experience, the pain that's all around you, you take it and you say, Lord, thank you. Now, like you, Jesus, like Mary, what Louisa did is I want to repair this. I want to redo this in the divine will. An I, God, in coming, kept provoking your pain more intensely. I want you to see this. I want you to know how horrible it is out there. I want you to know how terrible your human will is and how I want to repair this. But Jesus says, I would like you to help me. Would you be willing to do this? More intensely, because I, God, want my divine will not to lack the noble cortege of pain that constitutes the soul firm, that constitutes the soul strong. Why? So that my divine will may form my stable dwelling in you, in me, in the soul, and give her new and continuous lessons of my most holy divine will. So he says, I give you the book of heaven. Why? To read and study it. I'm going to show you how to begin to live a new and abundant life. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which I gave to Louisa. I'm going to ask you, would you want to do this? Our response should be fiat. Yes, Lord. You want it. I want it. You want this. That means I must want it. Because you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my God, my all. I want this because you want me to have this. 517, 10, 6, 1924. But do you want to know who gives me the free field and lets my divine will operate as heartbeat of life within the soul? It's the one who lives in my divine will. That's Louisa. Oh, how well does my divine will carry out its life and constitutes itself thought of her thought, eye of her eye, word of her mouth, heartbeat of her heart, and soul with all the rest. Oh, how quickly we understand each other. And my divine will obtains the intent of forming its life in the soul of this creature. This is why we read that God can have his way with us to do what he has planned from the beginning of time with us, to be in his image and likeness so that he can reign in us and we can reign in him, that we can share in divinity. He became man. Why? So we can share in his divinity. 517, 11, 23, 19, 24. My very divine will wants to constitute itself air for the soul so that all the substance of the goods that the divine will contains, like air, though invisible, might penetrate into the depths of the soul and bring the soul the divine nourishment, the vegetation, and all the goods, the respiratory virtues of all that is in heaven. Listen, all that's in heaven, we're going to begin to share everything that's in heaven with invincible divine strength, the fecundity of all the virtues. We're going to go back to where we were before the fall. Jesus says this to Louisa. It's going to look, when the divine will reigns, finally, when it reigns, it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That's what God has planned for us. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. What does that mean? That's going to mean it's going to look as if we've never sinned. Everything's been repaired. Everything's been redone. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love. That's the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. That's what's coming. This is glorious. Don't fall into the trap of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. God says, you're only anticipating hell. Enter into the life of peace, joy, and happiness. Enter into the life of Jesus and Mary. Enter the life of Louisa. Peaceful, joyful happiness. That's how we're supposed to live. That's what God is waiting for. He's really waiting for this to occur. 5:17, 5:10, 19:25. My divine will runs rapidly together with the water. It departs in order to quench the thirst of creatures. You won't be thirsty. Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you will never thirst again. This is the divine will. This is the life of Jesus. This is the life of Mary. To descend into the human bowels, into their veins, in order to refresh them. Come to me, all you that weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Take my yoke upon your shoulders. It's refreshing. To constitute itself life of the soul, and to bring them my kiss and my love. Here we go back to the wedding feast of heaven. This God wants us to be one with him. Not to be separated from him, but to be one with him eternally. Volume 17, 521, 1925. This is why I, God, have placed you in my most holy divine will, that you keep company with my acts, together with my divine will, and you will want what I want. We will want what God wants. We will be like God. Image and likeness. Therefore, make your round. Again, we have to learn how to pray the rounds. And in this next round book that we're reading is the reading of Easter Pentecost. I love Easter Pentecost. It really talks about living in the divine will more than the other rounds. It's magnificent. He says, therefore, make your round through each created thing and constitute yourself, act for each act of my divine will. This is the living in my divine will. Never to leave your God alone. To admire all of God's works. To give back to God in return for his greatest acts, the little acts of our soul. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, beat in my heart beating. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. I want you to be the Lord, and I want to thank you and praise you and love you and adore you and worship you. I want to fall deeper and more in love with you than yesterday. Deeper and more in love with you than tomorrow. I want more. This is what I plan. Why? Because you want this, God. You want this. Volume 18, 10:24, 19:25. Therefore, neither past nor present nor future exist in this act. I love this. It's the eternal now of God. And one who lives in my divine will already finds himself in this single act. And just as the heart does always a heartbeat in the human nature that constitutes itself life of the human, so does my divine will palpitate continuously in the depths of the soul, but with one single heartbeat. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. One single heartbeat. I don't want my heart beating anymore. One single heartbeat. We're not separated from God. God says, come to me, and I will take care of everything. This is the life of the divine will. This is the greatest thing that God has ever given to mankind. Volume 19, 3:19, 19:26. The creation came out from ourselves, the triune God, and with only one purpose, that our divine will be known and that our divine will be loved more than the human life itself. Why? It's God's life. I want his life reigning in me. And therefore, our divine will constitute itself the life of everything. And so as to be fulfilled. This is just great. So if we do not obtain our primary purpose, how can we obtain our complete glory? How can the creature receive the good established by us, triune God, unless God is reigning in us completely? completely, not partially, completely. Volume 19, 8:31, 19:26. There is the good remedy of my divine will, to avoid any evil of the soul, so as not to become paralyzed in good, but to grow strong and robust in divine sanctity. And who takes it? Who takes it? Does your family take this? Does your neighbors take this? Do your co-workers take this? Do your parishioners take this? No. It's the same thing what happened with Jesus. You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they went, that's a tough one. See you later. This is life-changing. And so Jesus says, will you do it for them? They can't do it, Jesus says. Their human will is too strong. They're filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's their life. Would you do it for them? Jesus says, who takes it? Hardly anybody. And still, it is a remedy given out for free to all of mankind. Nor do they want to wander the round, to pray the round. People say, well, I don't need to pray the round. I've got my prayers. No. Pray the way Jesus prayed. That's how he taught Louisa. That's what the rounds are about. Pray the way Mary prayed. Mary taught Louisa how to pray the rounds. That's how she prayed. That's how Adam prayed before the fall. And now Jesus is saying, I want you, Louisa, and the souls linked to you, Louisa, to begin to pray this way. It is always ready to give itself and constitutes itself as the regular life of the soul. This is the divine life is the regular life, not the human, but the divine. May we share in the divinity of as the priest says every day, Holy Mass. It's not for a moment. To share in the divinity is eternal. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947 in Rome, time has now come to an end. Now my children are going to enter into eternity where they belong. Not here, where we belong. So Jesus is saying, may your kingdom come on earth as of the prayer. Why? So that you can begin to live heaven on earth. This is glorious. Volume 19, 1926. I would not act as the God that I am. Great. Powerful, rich, magnanimous, if in having to constitute the kingdom of my most holy divine will, that I, God, did not endow those who must live in the divine will. I pray that every day of Holy Mass. At the consecration, I pray every day of Holy Mass that the souls who must live in the divine will begin to live in it. That's you and me. Those are the ones who are reading the Book of Heaven. It's not for the souls who aren't reading. I'm sorry. You have to learn this. It's like studying the catechism. If you don't have the catechism, how can you enter into the truths of the church? How can you participate in the dogma and doctrine if you don't care about it? Jesus is saying this. He says, for those souls that you and I who must live in the divine will, it's a command from God. With its prerogatives and divine qualities that my very divine will possesses. It's to live one with God, fused with God in its most holy divine will. Your whole being, your desires, your affections, and even your innermost fibers are bound with the eternal bonds. And my divine will flows in them to constitute itself the life and form them with the divine and eternal substance that it possesses. Volume 20, 12, 19, 1926. Now the Supreme Majesty, by issuing our bilocating will, that's the blessing of the divine will, God bilocating into us, into the whole of creation, so that it might be constituted divine life and act of each created thing, issued from itself innumerable riches, countless beatitudes, divine joys, that only the power of the eternal fiat could preserve, maintain their regime so that they would never lose this divine integrity, this divine beauty. We're going to participate in God as he originally planned with Adam. Image and likeness. 5:20, 2:13, 19:27. How many lives that are said to be good, holy, and halved between the divine will and the human will? That's the saints. Doing the will of God. That's halved. Therefore, our divine glory in the creation is not complete. And only when things created by us, triune God, shall serve our own divine will, as well as those who shall give the divine will the first place of honor, shall recognize the divine will in all things, letting the divine will reign in all their acts, and shall constitute the divine will absolute queen and dominating king. And then, Jesus says, our glory will be complete. God's asking us to participate in this. He didn't ask the saints. They did not have Louisa. God is asking us to participate in this. So I'll end. Oh, I got one more paragraph here, one more thing. Do you think that it is just and right that since everything belongs to my divine will, and since my divine will is everything and is for all, primary life of everything, all would recognize the divine will, all would become divine will, since all belongs to the divine will? Write that on a piece of paper and tape it to your mirror. This is what God's got planned. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.